Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
More people need advice. Jimbo has been waiting. Hello, Jimbo. Thanks for waiting. What is on your mind?
So, I work full-time, and I run a small business with a buddy of mine, and I'm on the debate of quitting my job and running that business full-time.
Okay.
I had a week between Christmas and New Year's where I had the time, and it just exploded in that week because I had the time to put into it. I mean, astronomical amount of stuff got done, most money we've ever made in a week, and it's because I had pure dedication of time to it.
It sounds like is your side business it's something you're more passionate about?
Yes.
And the
I work where I work because it pays the bills right now.
Yeah.
And it's a struggle to decide to go one way or the other because I don't want to take that leap and then have a bad week or a bad month because I'm relying on it. But on the other hand, I don't know if it's ever going to go anywhere if I don't.
Yeah. How are you going to feel if, like, how old are you roughly?
Like 20? 28.
Okay. So if you got to 40.
Pretty young.
And you never gave yourself a chance at this, at your side business that you think could make money and just kind of balanced both and it was kind of middling and your other job is, or whatever your other job is, may not be the same one. Will you be happy, like on the inside, or will it tear you up?
I feel like it's going to tear me up if I don't eventually take the leap. But again, I'm torn both ways because, again, I can't afford to not be able to pay my bills.
Do you have kids? Do you have kids right now?
Yes.
You do? Okay. So that's, I can see where that's there's more.
Factor,
it's not just risking you and your significant other. If you did it and things got tight, could you pick up shifts as like a Lyft driver or Uber Eats or any of the other sort of gig stuff where you try to balance it?
I probably could.
I don't know. To me, it seems like, is it a, what is the side business? Like what is the, what kind of business?
We are an electronics recycler and repair center.
Okay.
Okay.
That's not going anywhere anytime soon. Mm-hmm. Probably going to be more in demand, I think. Right?
I would think.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. What do you guys think?
Do you make enough between the two that you can start maybe like find a savings account with like a high interest rate and start chucking money into that just so you have more of a safety net for the bad months in your other job that you want or the business you want to go into?
Both my business partner and I have both been doing that. So when we take that leap, there is a bit of a buffer. But
does your partner?
We've had a few vehicular setbacks.
Yeah. Does your partner do it full time?
No, he works full time as well.
Okay.
Is he having the similar decision trouble?
Yes. Okay. he's got kids too. That's our
man.
At one point this would have been ideal for him to go full time on and then he had a kid. Now it's
kids wreck everything.
Tell me. Let me ask you this. If it failed, what's the worst case scenario? Could you go find jobs similar to the ones you and he have now? Will that be equity lost?
It'd be starting over somewhere, but we could definitely find jobs. There's a lot of jobs around us that are open.
I guess what would feel worse, trying and failing or never trying? And that eliminates one of the biggest possibilities.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the percentage is of success of new businesses in that field by any stretch, but that eliminates one of the other possibilities of what if we thrive? And I'm just assuming that would be happy for both you and your business partner and your family, because you'd be doing something you'd love. You'd have ownership, which is huge. To me, it says try it, but
yeah.
Hot Wings and I have bet on ourselves a lot
yeah.
and it's worked out. If it hadn't, I'd be sitting here going, let the man pay your bills. Let him pay, but.
Well, but at that
betting
age.
Betting on us has worked out, and it was, they were dumb risks when you step back and look at them.
But, and also they were big leaps, and it worked out. But if it hadn't, we were young. I just wouldn't be in radio now, probably. Like, if it hadn't worked out, we would have went, well, that was a fun experiment, and it didn't work. And worst case scenario, I just do something else now.
Yeah, now I work for the March of Dimes, which I almost did.
And I wouldn't know the difference. I mean, really, who knows? Maybe I'm a car courier. Who knows what I would be doing?
But. I think just looking at it through my own 50-year-old lens, Jimbo, I feel like if I had given up and gotten out of radio, I almost took a job with the March of Dimes right before we got offered the job in Knoxville. I thought we were dead ended, which was foolish and naive at 25 or whatever it was, 26 or 27, probably. But that's what I thought at the time, and I thought it was true. If I had gotten out, I would have always been really disappointed. I think I could have been happy the other way doing something else, but I would have been pretty disappointed, like lots of what if.
Tell your current job that you're sick. Take medical leave for I don't know how long you can get that, and then do your business from your home. And if it takes off, you're good. And if it's not, then you got better.
Yeah, tell them you have a deathly fear of being degloved on your hand, and it's making it so you mentally can't work.
Yeah, tell them you have a mental problem.
Because that worked for me just now. I'm terrified of it.
Yeah.
Is your day job something where you put your hands in machinery?
Kind of, yeah.
Sometimes?
You're risking your life.
Look at that. Yeah,
tell them you had a nightmare and you're going to therapy for it, but you're going to have a few weeks off.
Well, Jimbo,
I think go for it.
I think go for it as well.
Yeah, you're young enough that starting over, the same type of job it's not as hard at 29 or 30 as it is at 50.
Yeah, you think it's only going to get harder to take this leap.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's fair to say.
Yeah, if it doesn't work, then, I mean, it's a bummer and it sucks a little while. You got to tighten the belt for a bit and then you could just move forward.
And if it doesn't work, you can call back and yell at us.
Mm-hmm.
And we go, sorry, we got a full-time job. We don't have time for this. Not all of us are unemployed. We can do whatever we want. Okay, Jimbo?
You got to go for it.
Right.
Good luck, our friend. Well, no matter what you decide, good luck, okay?
All right, thank you. Thanks for being the positivity of my morning.
Give us an update sometime, all right? That's a tough decision, man.
It is. It's scary, when you've got some time established and you're building at a place that you're at. But
does anybody listen or anybody in the room that maybe didn't speak up, kind of held your tongue? Is anybody stay with the sure thing?
Yeah, I mean,
I don't think it fits any of our personalities.
I mean, but I look at that one. I could easily look at that one from either scenario.
Yeah.
It's right? One thing to make a decision when you're 26 years old and single, but when you have a couple kids or you're married or your life is keeping you tied to a certain area or something like that. I totally get it.
It makes it harder.
You hear it's not the same, but people in the entertainment industry, I've heard so many comedians talking about when they broke in, the best thing they ever did for themselves is when they quit their part-time job that made it so they could eat. Because it's like, well, I better go to all those auditions I don't want to go to.
Yes.
I better go do that crappy stand-up gig where I'm talking into a microphone on top of a pool table because there's no better place.
Yeah.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.